B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Daf Lamed Zayin. We're going to start 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Omud Beis. We'll just remember that in the Mishnah we learned that early on in this Omud, that if a person makes a type of condition, it's not really a typical condition, and the Rishonim in different places in Shas discuss the differences between a regular condition and the sugya we're about to learn here. But in the Mishnah we learned that if a person is not sure whether his Rebbe is going to come from the west or from the east, and if his Rebbe is going to come from the west, he's going to want his Eruv to be valid towards the west, and then he will not be able to travel to the east. Or if his Rebbe is going to come from the east, he wants the Eruv in the east to be valid, and then the Eruv, he will not be able to walk towards the left, towards the west. So the Mishnah says that he can make this condition. He can say, if my Rebbe comes from the Mizrach, the Eruv and the Mizrach will be valid, and if my Rebbe comes from the Meirav, then the Meirav Eruv will be valid, even though the point in time that an Eruv has to become valid is Bein Hashmashos, and the time that it's going to become verified from which direction his Rebbe is going to be coming from is only going to be later on during Shabbos. Nonetheless, it's a valid Eruv, and we're soon going to discuss why. There was an added halacha, and that was, what happens if two Chachomim come, or two of his Rebbes come, one from the Mizrach and one from the Meiriv? Then the Mishnah says that whatever he decides, he can decide on the spur of the moment whether he wants to make use of the Eruv on the Mizrach or the Eruv on the Meiriv. Now, this concept is a concept called Breira. Breira means to sort out. That's what Breira is. We learned the Melacha of Breira, to separate one from the other. So Breira means that at some point later, I'm going to verify what my intentions were initially, even though he himself doesn't know initially what his intentions are. During Bein Hashmashos, when the Eruv has to become valid, he doesn't know whether he's going to use the Mizrach Eruv or the Meirav Eruv, he cannot use both. He's saying that whatever happens later, a decision made many hours later is going to be the pointer, is going to be Mavara, is going to verify what my intentions were now. Which means I now, at the onset of Shabbos, intend the Eruv to be valid. Which one? I'll decide tomorrow. But when is it going to be valid? Now. And that's a very big chiddush that you can use such a concept of Breira. Because it's not as if you can actually decide later. If you can decide later, that's fine. But you cannot really decide later because the Eruv has to be valid now. Breira says, later, a decision later will verify what my intentions, so to speak, are now. So in the Mishnah, when we see that Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Im hoyo shneim raboisov, if both Chachomim, one on the right and one on the left, one coming from Mizrach, one from Meiriv, are both his Rebbes, L'mokim sheyirutzei yeleich, I'll decide then which Eruv I want to use. That's clear that Rabbi Yehuda is learning Yesh Breira. We can use this concept called Breira. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav, Leisa l'masnisin, we cannot take the ruling of Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah as binding. There's obviously some misunderstanding, so to speak. Midutoni ayoi, because in a brisa that was learnt by a chochem that we're going to call ayoi, in that brisa we see that Rabbi Yehuda held that ein breira, that we do not use this logic called breira. And we have to try and keep focus here because we're going to learn 8 different quotes about breira, and we have to make sure that all the opinions are consistent. We're first going to learn an omud about Rabbi Yehuda, and then we're going to learn about Rabbi Yossi, and then later on at the end of the daf, we're going to learn whether there's a difference in the concept of Breira between whether we're using it for biblically related halachas or for rabbinically related halachas. So we're starting now with Rabbi Yehuda. In the Mishnah, it seems clear that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breira, but Ayoi, he had a brisa that Rabbi Yehuda holds that in Breira, we do not use this concept. The Toni Ayoi, Ayoi learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Ein Odom Masne al Shnei Dvorim Ke'echod. A person cannot make such a condition that he's he's going to choose between one and two at a later point. Elohim Kain Bochum Lemizrach Eruvay Lemizrach. I mean Bochum Lemairiv Eruvay Lemairiv. He can say that with the if the Chochum comes only from the Mizrach, then the Mizrach is going to be the Eruv. If the Chochum comes from the Meiriv is going to be the Eruv. That he can say, even though now at Bein Hashmoshes he doesn't know whether his Rebbe is coming from Mizrach or Meiriv. That's called that it's going to become clear later which is the only Eruv which could be valid, the one that my Rebbe comes from. Avol Lekan Ulekan, in the event that two of his Rebbes, or two Chachomim will come, one from Mizrach, one from Meiriv, that the person can then say, I will choose tomorrow, Loi. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda says that you cannot use Breira. That means if it's not dependent on my decision, if I say Bein Hashmoshes, wherever my Rebbe comes tomorrow, that's where I intend now to acquire residence and the Eruv is valid, that's okay, and we'll wait till tomorrow to see which one it is. But to say that tomorrow it could be either, and I'll decide tomorrow, that you can't do. So the Gemara asks, Maishno lekan ulekan deloy. Why, if two chachomim come, one Mizrach, one Meiriv, why in that case can you not say, I'll decide tomorrow, de'ein breira? Because he holds that you can't use a breira, you cannot decide later what your intentions were earlier. Lemizrach ulemairiv nami ein breira. The Gemara is asking, I don't understand. So let's say that just one chachom came, either on the Mizrach or the Meiriv, why is that better? In any event, I will only know tomorrow which Eruv is valid, the one on the Mizrach or the one on the Meiriv. So I need to resort to Breira in that case as well. What's the difference if one Chochem comes or if two Chachomim come? Omer Rabbi Yechanon says we're talking about Ukvar Ba Chochem, that in the case of one Chochem coming, we're talking about the Chochem is already there, which means it's not something that's going to be verified tomorrow. It's already been verified now. Just I happen not to know. But it's going to be verified. I'm going to find out. It's going to become clear to me later which one the Chochem was there initially, but the Chochem is already there. If the Chochem is already there, then I can say that I want the Eruv now to be valid where the Chochem is now. I'm just not sure which one. It will become clear to me. But it's not a decision that's going to happen later. It's not as if the Chochem has not yet arrived, and then the Chochem himself has to still decide and confirm that he's going to come. It's not something that's clear at the onset of Shabbos. But if the Chochem has already arrived, then it's already been decided. The Chochem himself is already there. It's just, I don't yet know, and that's not an issue of Breira. However, if two Chachomim come, and I have to decide tomorrow which one I'm going to go to, that needs the concept of Breira, and Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira, according to this Braisa of Ayoy. The concept of Breira is only if a verification has to be made later. But if knowledge, if it's just something that we don't know, then becoming knowledgeable of something is not called a verification. And then we don't use Breira. And just so we should understand a little bit, if the Chochem is coming, why do I need an Eruv? So Rashi explains that the Chochem, he lived, or he started Shabbos 6,000 Amos, just under 6,000 Amos away from the city. The Chochem is going to come towards this city 2,000 Amos. Now he's going to be 4,000 Amos away from the city. A person in the city who wants to see his Rebbe is going to want to go towards his Rebbe 4,000 Amos away. He's going to have to make an Eruv between where he is at the onset of Shabbos and where his Rebbe is, and make an Eruv, and only because of the Eruv being valid, he will then be able to go to his Rebbe, who is residing for Shabbos 4,000 Amos away from the city. So far what we've had in the Gemara, we've had Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah that says Yesh Breira, we've had Rabbi Yehuda in a Braisa of Ayoy that says Ein Breira, and Rav decided that because we have a Braisa of Ayoy, we have to take that for granted as being the reliable opinion, the reliable source of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and not our Mishnah. Asks the Gemara, Adarab, on the contrary, Leisa Lida Ayoy, Mimas Nisin, why don't we say that the text, the version in our Mishnah is accurate, and the Braisa, and very often there were Braisas that were less accurate, the Braisa of Ayu is the inaccurate one. Says the Gemara Loisol Kadaitoch, that cannot be. Because we have otherwise information that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira, which is consistent with Ayu's Braisa, not with our Mishnah. Ditnan. And now we're moving to a third source, a Braisa, that we're going to find again Rabbi Yehuda regarding Breira, and there we're going to see Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira. Ditnan, we learned Ditnan normally means a Mishnah, but the Mefarshim here say there's no such Mishnah, it's a Braisa. Haloikeach Yayin Mibein Hakutim. If somebody purchased wine from a kuti, which is somebody who cannot be relied upon, that he's taken Trumas or Maestras, and he has to take Trumas and Maestras himself, and he doesn't have Kalim. To take Trumas and Maestras of wine, you have to separate some of the wine for Truma, you have to separate some of the wine for Maestras Rishon, you have to separate some of the wine for Maestras Sheni, or Maestras Oni, and then etc. And he hasn't got Kalim. What can he do? Oymer, he should say as follows. Shnei Lugin. Let's assume that he bought 100 Lugin. Shnei Lugin Shani Osid Lahafrish. 2 Lugin of this 100 Lugin of wine that I'm going to separate in the future. Harehein Truma. Already now they are Truma. He's not doing anything now. He's just talking. He's just saying. Oymer. 2 lugin is going to be truma, because we know that the average amount of truma that a person should take is 2%, 2 of 100. After taking truma, which is going to go to the kohen, he takes 10% of what's left, which is approximately 10 lugin. It's a little bit less, it's 9.8 lugin. And he takes that for maisarishin. So he says, asara maisarishin. Approximately 10 lugin, which I'm going to separate in the future, is going to be maisarishin. Of what's left, which is what he's got left now, he has to take off another 10%, which is Maisa Sheini, and Tisha Maisa Sheini, of the approximately 90 Lugin which are remaining, he's got to take 10% off for Maisa Sheini. So he says that the 9 Lugin that I'm going to take separate in the future for Maisa Sheini, that's going to be the Maisa Sheini. Umeichel, and I want to redeem that Maisa Sheini on coins, because that he can do now, he's got coins, on coins that are in his possession someplace. V'sheisa miyad, he's allowed to immediately then drink from this wine, even though it was tevel before. He's allowed to drink because it's as if he's taken all the trumas and maestras, even though he hasn't taken anything. He's just said that later on, at a later date, when I have utensils, I'm going to separate. Whatever I choose to separate later, then already from now is considered Truma or Maisa Rishon or Maisa Sheini. And therefore, he can drink straight away from this wine, even though he's relying on a verification of later. That's Yesh Breira, who holds this Divrei Rav Meir. That's the opinion of Rav Meir. Let's put the comma here. That seems to be the text of this Braisa. We're going to discuss that soon. Rabbi Yehuda, V'Rab Yosi, V'Rab Shimon. 3 Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Shimon, they all say Oisrin. They say, you cannot use Breira, and therefore this is still Tevel, you're not allowed to drink it. It doesn't help that you say now, what I take later will be Truma, because Ein Breira. So you see here, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, they hold Ein Breira. And therefore, the says the Gemara, that's why Rav said, we prefer to rely on Ayoy's version of this, of the Mishnah, or of the Halachas in our Mishnah, that assume that Rabbi Yehuda says in Breira, because it's consistent with what we just saw in this Braisa. Ulo Omar, Ulo argues with Rav, and he learns it the other way around. He says, indeed, Leisa la'ayoy, we're not taking Ayoy's version of Rabbi Yehuda seriously, Mimas Nisin, because of what it says in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it says Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breira, so we assume Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breira. Ayoy, you had a version that said Ein Breira, that's not accurate. How is Ula going to learn this Braisa we just said now of Loikeach Yain Mibein Hakutim that Rabbi Yehuda said Oisrin, you cannot use Breira. Why not use Breira? So, says the Gemara, Ula is going to answer you, Zuza Ktoni. That we, in this Braisa, we had four Tanoim. We had Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yasi, and Reb Shimon. It seemed that the comma was after Reb Meir. Reb Meir says it's okay, and yes, Breira. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yasi, and Reb Shimon says Ein Breira. And then we had a question. Reb Yehuda says Ein Breira. How is it conform with what we know of Reb Yehuda? Says Ula, no. It's actually two pairs of two Tanoim in each. Divrei Reb Meir ver Reb Yehuda, we're going to move the Vav one back. It's Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda who say that it does work. And the Truma that he's going to take in the future and the Maestros does work. And we say, yes, Breira. Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon are the ones who say, Oisrin, they are the ones who say that there's no Breira. Zuza Ktoni. Divrei Reb Meir ver Reb Yehuda, comma, Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon, Oisrin. It's only Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon who say it's Asa. They hold Ein Breira. So that's, now we've had two opinions, Rav and Ula, as far as Reb Yehuda is concerned, and we're more or less finished with discussing Reb Yehuda with Breira. So now we're moving to Reb Yosi. By the way, in this Braisa of HaLokeach Yayin Mibein HaKutim, we saw the opinion of Reb Yosi together with Reb Shimon, who holds that Oisrin, that we say Ein Breira. Let's discuss Reb Yosi's opinion about Breira. V'sova Reb Yosi Ein Breira, does Reb Yosi hold that we do not use Breira? Votnan, this seems to contradict a Mishnah. Reb Yosi Oimer, Shtei Noshim Shelokhu Eskinehen Be'iruv. If two women who were each chayev to bring a set of birds, one that was going to become a chatos, one that was going to become an oila for each of them, they bought these four birds as a partnership. They paid for it together. They paid probably 50-50, but they went to the shop. Between them, they bought the four birds, and they did not verify which two birds belongs to Rochel, which two birds belong to Leah, nor did they verify which bird is going to be a chatos, which bird is going to be an oilo. Oisha nisnu kineem lekoin. Either they bought these birds together, or they gave the birds to the kohen together. And eizah sheyirtze kohen yakriv oilo, leizah sheyirtze yakriv chatos. The Mishnah says that the kohen, when he gets these four birds, or he gets two sets of two birds, he can choose whichever bird he wants to be a chatos, whichever bird he wants to be an oilo. And there's a problem. It's true that regarding whether it's going to be a chatos or whether it's going to be an oila, we know that in the event that Rochel and Leah had not decided that when they bought it, the Kohen is allowed to decide that. But he cannot decide which birds belong to Rochel, which birds belong to Leah. That's not up to the Kohen. So how, and we see here that the Kohen can choose whichever ones he's going to make a chatos for Rochel, a chatos for Leah, an oila for Rochel, an oila for Leah. We see it's going to work. And this was Reb Yosi. How can that be? It must be that we're using Breira. That whatever the Kohen decides later is going to be Rochel's, whatever he says, whatever he offers up on the Mizbeach with the intentions of being for Rochel, it's then going to become apparent that these birds were always Rochel's from when they were purchased. And those that he offers with the intentions of being for Leah, though it will become apparent then that those two birds were always, from when they were purchased, were always Leah. So you see, he holds Yesh Breira. Omar Rabbi says, no. Hosom Kishahisnu. Over there, it's not as if they bought it and two of the birds belong to Rochel, two belong to Leah, and they just said that whatever the Kohen decides is going to be Rochel's, that's what was always Rochel's, and whatever he's going to do for Leah, that was always Leah's. No. They initially did not decide, and they didn't have to decide. They bought four birds between them, neither of them belonging exclusively to Rochel or to Leah. And they just made a condition. And they said, when the Kohen decides what will be Rochel's, that's when it will become Rochel's. And when the Kohen decides it's for Leah, that's when it will become Leah. You can make such a condition. Breira is only when we have to verify later what happened previously. Lemafreya, over here, it doesn't matter who it belonged to previously. It didn't belong to anyone specifically. They bought them together as a partnership, and the Kohen is going to decide which one is then going to become Rochel's and which one is then going to become Leah. It's not a concept of Breira. Asks the Gemara, Ihocha Maile Memra, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? If they just made the condition and they gave it to the Kohen and said, hey Kohen, it has not been decided what's Rachel, what's Leah, whatever you do, that's what we want, then of course it's valid. What's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara, Kumash Malon Kudr of Chizda, the Omer of Chizda, Eina Kinin Misparshois, Elo, Ibele Kichas Bailim, Ibasias Kohen. What happened was that indeed they bought the four birds together. One was going to be Rachel's chatos, one was going to be Rachel's oila. One was going to be Leah's chatos, one was going to be Leah's oila. And nothing had been decided previously. What happened was that before they came to the Kohen, they split the birds into two groups. And they said, here's one group, here's another group. And it would seem that they then decided that these two birds are going to be a set, one Rachel, one Leah, and these two are going to be a set. Not one Rachel, one Leah, one Chatos, one Oilo. And these two are going to be a set, one Chatos, one Oilo. So it's true, who's going to be Rachel's, who's going to be Leah's, that they hadn't decided. The Kohen's going to decide that. He's not going to verify it. Lemafreya, he's going to decide then. As we said, it was Hisnu, it was a condition, it was not Brera. But they had split them up. It seems that they made it clear, this is a set, one Chatos, one Oilo. This is another set, one chatos, one oila. And then if the Kohen chooses to make the first two, both of them chatos, one for Rachel, one for Leah, and the second two, both oila, one for Rachel, one for Leah, maybe that won't work because they've already decided that this is one chatos, one oila. No. That's what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. The Kohen can decide, based on something Rav Chisda learns from Psukim, that the decision as to what which bird is a chatos, which bird is an oila, can only be made in one of two times. Either upon buying it, upon purchasing it, which was not done here because they just bought the four birds together, or when the Kohen actually offers the korbanos, that's when he decides. But the fact that they decided some point in between, this is a set, presumably a chatos and oila, that has no relevance whatsoever, and that is the chiddush that's alluded to in this Mishnah. So then, now that we've had this Mishnah, we see that from the Mishnah of Shtei Noshim Shelokhu Es Kineim, we see clear that Rabbi Yossi we do not have a proof that Rabbi Yossi holds Yesh Breira. No, he holds Ein Breira, and it's not using Breira, it was a regular condition. They just said that the Kohen is going to decide later which is mine, which is yours, and that is not using Breira. And then Rabbi Yossi, who holds Ein Breira, is consistent with what we saw in the Braisa of Lekeach Yain Mibein HaKutim, that Rabbi Yossi says that you cannot take Chumas and Maestras based on something you're going to do later, because Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira. Continues the Gemara, V'akati Sova Rabbi Yossi Ein Breira. So can it be that Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira as we saw in the Braisa of Lekeach Yain Mibein HaKutim? V'otanya, this seems to contradict another Braisa. What do we see? Am Ha'oretz She'omar L'chover. An Am Ha'oretz is somebody who's lax, is somebody who's not, doesn't really care so much, or is not very knowledgeable, and he doesn't really care so much about the halachas of Chumas and Maestras, Tuma and Taira. So an Am Ha'oretz says to a chover is a Talmud Chacham, is somebody who's very particular to keep all the halachas well. He said to a chover, Kach li, agudo achas shel yerek, oy glusko achas. Go to the marketplace, buy for me and for you, also buy for me, I'm making you an agent to buy for me, either a bundle of vegetables, or a cake, a gluska, gluska achas. The chover goes to the marketplace, and he buys two bundles of vegetables, or two cakes, one for himself, and one that he's going to give to the Am Ha'oretz. Einu tzorich la'aser. The question is that this Talmud Chacham, is going to come back to the Am Ha'oretz that sent him, and say, you gave me money for one bundle or for one cake, here you go. The question is that when the chover actually bought it, he bought one for himself, one for the Am Ha'oretz. Do you know which one was yours and which one is the Am Ha'oretz? You don't know. It could be that the one that was you bought for yourself, you're then going to give to the Am Ha'oretz. So it doesn't really matter because the Am Ha'oretz is paying for it. But if it's the one that belongs to the chover that he's giving to the Am Ha'oretz, then it's as if the chover is selling his bundle to the Am Ha'oretz, and for the same token, the Am Ha'oretz is selling his bundle to the Talmud Chacham. The halacha is, a chover is not allowed to sell anything that Trumas and Maestras has not been taken from, demai, even if it's a sofik, he's not allowed to sell demai to an Am Ha'oretz. How can you just give the bundle to the Amorat and say, here, this is yours? Maybe this bundle was initially belonged to the Chacham. So if you use Breira, you can say no. You can say that when he bought it, it will become apparent later which one I bought for myself for the Chover and which one I bought from the Amorites. The one I'm going to give later to the Amorites, that was always the one that was purchased for him, and therefore I'm not selling mine. The Chover is not selling his bundle to the Amorites. No, this was the bundle that was initially bought for the Amorites. And he was just an agent. That's okay. That's if you say Yesh Breira. If you don't say Yesh Breira, then it's already apparent when you bought it that one of them belongs to the Chacham and one belongs to the Amorites. And later on, there's a good chance that he's switching them, so to speak, and giving his own one to the Amorites, and he would have to take Trumas and Maestras. So what does it say in the Braisa? Eino tzorich la'asir. He does not need to take Trumas and Maestras before giving one of the bundles or one of the cakes to the Amorites. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. Why does he not need to take Trumas and Maestras? Obviously, we're using Breira. And the one that I give to the Amorites was always his from the start. Not that it may have been from belonging to the Chacham, and then he, so to speak, sold it to the Amorites. So you see, Rabbi Yosi holds Yesh Breira. The Chachomim argue with Rabbi Yosi. Presumably they say Ein Breira. And therefore, it's as if the Chacham is selling his bundle or his bread, his loaf, to the Amorites, and therefore he first has to take Maestras. So we see here that Rabbi Yosi holds Yesh Breira, and that contradicts what we assumed in the Braisa of Lokeach Yain Mibein Akutim, that Rabbi Yosi said Ein Breira. Answers the Gemara Epoch. This Braisa that we learnt about the Am Haaretz that sends the Chover on his behalf to buy a bundle of vegetables or a cake, turn the opinions round. Rabbi Yosi is the one that says Tzorich la'asir, because he holds Ein Breira, and it's the Chachomim who say Ein Tzorich la'asir, because they hold Yesh Breira. We'll turn round the opinion so in order that Rabbi Yosi should be consistent with his own opinion in the previous Braisa. Continues the Gemara Toshima, we have another Braisa. Ha'oimer, if somebody says, Maisa Sheini Sheyeshli Bebeisi, I've got in my home Maisa Sheini, and I want to redeem them on coins. Later on, I'm going to put my hands in my pocket. I'm going to take a coin. Whichever coin comes into my hand, I want that it should be that from the moment that I said this, I want that the Maaser Sheni should already be redeemed on that coin. Later, it will become apparent which coin it is. Rabbi Yosi says that it's valid, and the coin that he's going to later take out of his pocket is indeed going to carry the kedusha of the Maaser Sheni, and the fruits, right from when he said what he said, the fruits are redeemed. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. So you see that he holds of Breira. Because we want the Maaser Sheni to be redeemed from when he said that he wants it to be redeemed, even though it's got to be redeemed on a coin, and he's only going to take the coin out of his pocket later. If you say Ein Breira, that means it's not been verified initially, then he hasn't said anything, and the chilul is not going to be valid at all. So you see Rabbi Yosi holds Yesh Breira, and that seems to contradict Rabbi Yosi of Lokeach Yain Mibein Akutim, who holds Ein Breira. Answers the Gemara Epoch. Let's turn over Rabbi Yosi's opinion and say that not mechulal, say that loy mechulal, that the Maisa is not valid, the redemption is not valid, sorry. Why is it not valid? Because Ein Breira. Eimer Rabbi Yosi, Eimer loy chilul. Asks the Gemara, now we already have a challenge. We have one Braisa that said that Balakeach Yain Mibein Akutim, that Rabbi Yosi says Ein Breira. We had a Braisa of the two women with the birds. There it wasn't clear. We thought that there was proof that Rabbi Yosi says Yesh Breira, and then we said it was not a discussion of Breira, it was a regular Tanai. And then we had two Braisas now with Rabbi Yosi. One of them was if the Amoret who tells the Chover to buy something for him. And then we had the second case of the person who wants to redeem the Maaser Sheni with a coin in his pocket. So we have one Braisa that says that Rabbi Yosi holds Ein Breira. We have two Braisas that explicitly say Yesh Breira. You turned over two Braisas. In the first Braisa with the Kachli Agudo Achas, you said switch the Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda. Over here, in the case of the Ma'isa Sheini, you switch the opinion of Rabbi Yossi from have a chiddul to lo have a chiddul, in order it should be consistent with one opinion of Lekeach Yain Mibein Akutim. It doesn't make sense. Maybe these two Rabbi Yossis are accurate, and the one in the Lekeach Yain over there, it's not accurate. Asks the Gemara, Umay chozis the ofchas tarati mikamachoda. Why are you switching over and turning upside down two brises for the sake of remaining consistent with the third one? Epechoda mikamatarata. If anything, switch the opinions in the first brise in order to be consistent with the other two brises. Says the Gemara, no. Ho vadai ipcha. This last brise that we just mentioned now, that ha'oimer ma'isa sheini sheyesh bebeisi mechulol al sela shetale biyodi minakis, that the ma'isa sheini I have in my home should be redeemed on the coin, the sela, that's going to come out, that I'm going to take out of my pocket, that we, in the original version, Rabbi Yossi says mechulol, Rabbi Yossi says that the redeeming is valid, and we thought it means yesh breira, and we turned that over to mean loy mechulol, Ein Breira, he says that we have to turn over anyway. There's no way Rabbi Yossi and that Braisa can hold Mechulol. Why? Vada Ipchatani, we have to turn that over irrespective of the other Rabbi Yossis we know. Duktani is safer because that Braisa continues. What does it say in the continuation of the Braisa? Umoide Rabbi Yossi agrees, but Oimer Maisa, if he says that the Maisa Sheini has in his house, Sheyeshli B'soich Beisi, Yehei Mechulol Al Sela Chadosho Shetale B'yodi Minakis, a new coin that I have in my pocket, that I'm going to take out of my pocket, that I want the Maisa Sheini to be redeemed on that coin, there Rabbi Yossi is Moida Shechilel, that the redeeming is valid. So if he says that over in the Sefer I agree that it's valid, that the Ma'isa Sheini is redeemed, then obviously Midakoma Hocha Shechilel, Michlal Dehosom, Loichilel. If Rabbi Yossi says in the first case, Ho'imir Ma'isa Sheyeshli Bebeisi Mechulul Al Sela Shetali Biyodi Minakis, in that case is one halacha. And Rabbi Yossi agrees in a different case that it's valid. Obviously, in the first case, it's not valid. So it has to be, just from reading the Braisa, that the version at the beginning is loich mechulol. It's not mechulol, and therefore ein breira, and therefore it's not two Braisas versus one. This one has to be changed. We still have to understand the details of this Braisa. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? So the Gemara is going to explain that now. Hai sele chadosha heichadomi. This case of the Sefer, where Moide Rabbi Yossi agrees that if somebody says that the Maisa Sheyeshli B'Soich Beisi will be Mechulal, will be redeemed, Al Sela Chadosha Shetale B'Yodi Minakis, the new coin that I'm going to take out of my pocket, where there Rabbi Yossi agrees that the Chilul, the redeeming, is valid, Hey Chadomi, what case is it talking about? Ide Ika Tarti Tlas, if he's got two or three coins in his pocket, then the Yesh Breira, then you're saying that the reason that it's valid is because you hold yesh breira, hainu kamaisa. Why is it different from the first case that's discussing breira? And in the first case, you said that it's not valid because you said he's moida, that only in the second case is valid. Elo deleka, elo choda. It must be there's only one coin. What's unique in the sefer is that he's only got one coin in his pocket. In which case, it's already verified from the start. He doesn't need to do a verification. I'm going to put my hands in my pocket, choose one of the coins, and the coin I take out later, that will be the one that was always used for redeeming the Ma'isa Sheini. If there's only one coin, then that doesn't apply. So if so, asks the Gemara, my tale. Tale seems to be that I've got a number of coins. The one I'm going to take out of my pocket, that's the one that's going to be used to redeem the Ma'isa Sheini. If there's only one coin, you don't need to take anything out of your pocket. Just say that the one coin that I have in my pocket, the Ma'isa Sheini is going to be applied, is going to happen, is going to be redeemed on that coin. Says the Gemara, you're right. I did the Toni Reisha, Tale, Toni Nami, Toni Sefer Nami Tale. You're right, just because in the Reisha, when the Reisha we are using Breira, and indeed that's why it doesn't work according to Rabbi Yossi, because in Breira, over there we're talking about he's got a few coins. There's a few coins, then you have to say the coin I'm going to take out of my pocket, that's the one that I wanted, he wanted to redeem his Maisa Sheinion, he used the term Ta'aleh, so we're consistent with the formulas and we use the same terminology in the Sefer. But the Sefer is not talking about Breira, there's only one coin there, that's why it's Mechulal, and therefore it must be that Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira, and therefore the Rabbi Yossi in this Braisa is consistent with Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa of Lokeach Yain Mubein Akutim, and then we only have a real question from one Braisa with the chover, with the Amoret who told the chover to buy the bundle of vegetables, and over there the Gemara says, Epoch, we're going to reverse the opinions. And now we're moving to the next sugya here. Omale Roveler of Nachman, Rover asked of Nachman, Man Hai Tana, who is the Tana that we're about to mention, the Afilu B'Drabonon, even regarding biblical halachas, Lesley Breira, he does not hold that we can use the logic of Breira. The Tanya, we saw in a Braisa, Omar Lechamisho, if somebody says to five people, Hareini Ma'ariv, I'm putting an Eruv down someplace 2,000 Amis away from the city, and I want it to be valid, or I'm doing it on behalf of one of you, I'll decide tomorrow, I'll decide later for which one of you. The one I'm going to decide later that I want to be able, that he can use this Erev, the Erev will be for him. And he can then go 2,000 Amos in the direction beyond the Erev, and he can then not go travel at all in the other direction, which is more than 2,000 Amos from where the Erev is. Lo yerotziti, but all of those of you who I do not want you to utilize that Erev, lo yeilech, you cannot use that Erev. Then the halach is as follows. Rotzo mib'oid yoim, if you decided, you made your final decision before Shabbos, when it was still Friday, Erev or Erev, that's fine, because when the Erev becomes valid, when at twilight, at Bein HaShmoshes, it's already clear who the Erev is going to be valid for. But if you're only going to decide later, after Shabbos sets in, after the Eruv already has to be valid, ein Eruv oy Eruv. The Eruv is not valid. Why? Because that would mean you're using Breira. I'm going to decide later for who the Eruv was originally when Shabbos came in, who it was valid for, using Breira. This Tana obviously holds. You don't say Breira, even though we're discussing Tchum, and Eruv Tchumin, the Gemara assumes that this price holds. Eruv Tchumin is the Rabbonon. So you see clearly that there's an opinion that says that you do not use Breira, even by the Rabbonon. So Rav asked Rav Nachman, who is this opinion? Ishtik v'lo yomalei v'lo yimidi. Rav Nachman didn't know. He remained silent. He didn't say. Asks the Gemara, v'lei malei tana debe ayoy hu. You remember we had ayoy previously in the Gemara. And Ayoy had a Braisa that said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you don't say Breira by Tchumin. We had the case where the two Chachomim coming from out of town, it's only going to become verified later, which he says, I'll decide later which Eruv I want to use, the Mizrach or the Ma'ariv. That's also Tchumin, which is the Rabbonon. And according to Ayoy, Rabbi Yehuda held that in Breira you cannot choose later which one, which Eruv you want should have been valid when Shabbos came in. So why did Rav Nachman not answer that the opinion was Rabbi Yehuda in Ayoy's Braisa? Says the Gemara, Lo Yishamile, Rav Nachman had not heard of that Braisa of Ayoy. And all the other Braisas we mentioned, of Lekeach Yain Mibein Akutim, or in the case of all the other cases we've had till now, Rashi says they're all cases of Doiraisa. So we understand that Ein Breira, or it could be Ein Breira, but by Tchumin, where it's clearly Derabonon, we do not have an explicit opinion who says that we do not use Breira. Rav Yosef Omer, Rav Yosef says, Tanoi, Shoklus, Mi Alma, have you removed all the other Tanoim from the world? Tanoi, I'll show you Tanoim. In a Braisa, the Tanya, we have another Braisa that discusses Breira, and it's a Rabbonon Halacha. The Tanya, if a person puts an Eruv in a protected place, he puts food, a sufficient amount of food for Eruv Tchumin, he puts it 2,000 Amos, let's say to the east of his town, and he says, I want that Eruv to be there for the whole year. every single week, I'm going to decide, Ratzisi Eilech. If I want to use that, if I want to go beyond 2,000 Amos to the east, then I'm going to be able to go, and then Erev Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in, the Erev will be valid for me. Loi Ratzisi. If I choose on Shabbos not to use that Erev, Loi Eilech, I will not use that Erev, the difference being that I can go 2,000 Amos to the west. If the Eruv that is 2,000 Amos away from the town to the east is valid, I can go another 2,000 Amos east, but I cannot go even one Amma to the west of the city, because that's more than 2,000 Amos from the Eruv on the east. So he says, I'll decide every week on Shabbos if I want to use the Eruv or not. So what's the halacha? If you choose before the onset of Shabbos, Eruv or Eruv, that's fine, because when is the Eruv valid? On when Shabbos comes in. As long as you've made your decision before, the Erev will be valid when it's supposed to be valid, when Shabbos comes in. Mishech HaShecho, if you're only going to decide after Shabbos comes in, after nightfall, then it's too late. Then how can you say that when Shabbos came in, it's now going to be valid? Is it going to be valid or not valid? I'll decide in 2 hours' time. Well, that can only work if you use the logic of Breira. If you say that whatever I choose later, that's what's going to become valid blemafreya when Shabbos came in, then if you use such a logic, then it'll work. But here it says clearly in the Braisa that Mishech HaShecho, it's a machlekes tanoim. Reb Shimon oimer eruv oy eruv. Reb Shimon says the eruv is valid because yesh breira. V'chachomim oimrim ein eruv oy eruv. The chachomim say you do not use breira and the eruv is not valid. So you see here, we have Chachomim in this Braisa who say that the Eruv is not valid. We don't say Breira, even though it's only in Drabonon. So when Rava asked Rav Nachman, who holds, is there another opinion that says that you do not use Eruv even in Drabonon? The answer is yes, the Chachomim of Rav Shimon in this Braisa. Says the Gemara, now that you've mentioned Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon says that the Eruv is valid even if you're going to decide on Shabbos, which means that Rav Shimon holds yesh breira. Well, let's go back to the braisa of lekeach yain mibein hakutim. What did we see over there? We saw that Rav Shimon, like Rav Yosi, holds oisrin, that we do not use breira. You can look back on Amud Aleph to remind yourselves. Rav Shimon holds ein breira. Now we have a contradiction in Rav Shimon. V'hoshamin on Rav Shimon de lesle breira. How can you say here that Rav Shimon says that I will decide on Shabbos whether I want to use the Eruv, whether I want the Eruv that had to be valid when Shabbos came in, whether I want it to be a valid Eruv for me? Kashya de Rav Shimon ad Rav Shimon. We have a contradiction with Rav Shimon. Answers the Gemara, Elo Epuch. We have to turn over the opinions in this Braisa here that we just mentioned now. If somebody who wants the Eruv to be valid the whole Shabbos, it's Rav Shimon who says that Rav Shimon is going to say Ein Eruv Oy Eruv because Ein Breira, and it's the Chachomim who say that Eruv Oy Eruv because Yesh Breira. And then in response to Rava looking for a Tano who holds that you do not say Breira even in Drabonons, it won't be the Chachomim of that Braisa, it will be Rav Shimon of that Braisa. But we have to turn over the opinions in order that there should not be a contradiction with Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, okay, you want to turn over the braises, that's fine, but I don't understand what your question was. My kashya, dilma ki lesle l'Rav Shimon breira b'doi reisa, aval b'drabonon isle. We have a very distinct difference between the Rav Shimon that says ein breira in the case of lokeach yain mibein hakutim and the case of Rav Shimon here with the Eruv. Over here, the Eruv is only drabonon. It could be in drabonons. Over here, Rav Shimon is going to say yesh breira. In the case of lekeach yain mibein akutim, that indeed Rav Shimon says ein breira. What was the story there? He took wine from kutim. Kutim, we assume on a 100% assumption that they did not take trumas and maestros. It's not demai, it's not nama oret, it's a kuti. And therefore, minatera, you have to take trumas and maestros. Minatera, Rav Shimon holds ein breira. So what was the contradiction of Rav Shimon? My kusha dilma may be ki lesle Rav Shimon breira b'doi reisa. In biblical halacha says no breira, aval b'drabonon isle. Answers the Gemara, kasova Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, who asked the contradiction between the two Rav Shimons and then turned over the opinions between Rav Shimon and the Chachomim, Rav Yosef hold held man de isle brera loishna be de reise loishna be de rabonon isle u man de lesle brera loishna be de reise loishna be de rabonon lesle. Rav Yosef was of the opinion that there's no difference between biblical halachas and rabbinical ones. Either you hold brera across the board, or you don't hold brera across the board. And if Rav Shimon holds by lokeach yain mibein akutim, which indeed is deiraisa, but you hold there's no brera, we assume he says there's no brera even in the rabbonons. Therefore, you've got a contradiction in Rav Shimon, and therefore we had to turn over Rav Shimon. Rav Omar, Rav says no. Shan Yehosom, Rav is, this is now a third way of explaining the contradiction of Rav Shimon. The first one was, turn over Rav Shimon. The second one was, that over there where Rav Shimon says, Ein Breira, it's because it's Minat Torah. Rav says, no. The truth is Rav Shimon could hold, Yesh Breira. Like we saw here, and you don't need to turn Rav Shimon over. Why over there does he say that, by Lokeach Yain Mibein Akutim, that you cannot take Trumas and Maestras and say, I will decide later what's truma. Shnei lugin shani osid lahafrish harehin truma, etc. Over there, the reason that Rav Shimon oyser is not because he doesn't hold of brera, but because of unique halacha in Hilchas Truma. What do we see in Hilchas Truma? Shani osam de beinon reishis. Truma is called a reishis, a first. And we learn out sheshioreoni korim. It's only called a reishis if, whilst you're taking the truma, it's distinctly clear which part is truma and which part is not the truma. Over here, when do you want it to become valid? Now, because he wants to drink the wine. When's he going to actually separate the truma? Later. When is it going to become clear the separation between what's truma and what's not truma? Only later. When he actually did the separation, which is when he wanted the separation to be valid, which is now, there's no separation because he's not separating it now. If so, the truma is not valid, and therefore Rav Shimon says, Oisrim, you cannot rely on that type of trumas and maestras. Omar le Abaya, Abaya now said to Rava, Elome'ata, according to you, Rava, that with truma it needs to be shioreo nikorim, it has to be clear on start, which part is truma, which part is not truma. I have a question. If somebody had in front of him two pomegranates that were both tevel, and he says, if it rains today, I want the right-hand pomegranate to be truma, and the other one will then not be truma. There are other halachic implications here. It's not good enough that it's not tevel anymore, but is truma? Are you allowed to eat truma? What's with Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim? There's other issues here, which Rashi discusses. But as far as tevel is concerned, you had two pomegranates of tevel. He says, if it rains today, then the right-hand pomegranate is truma, and the left-hand one is not tevel anymore. If it does not rain today, then the left-hand pomegranate is going to be truma for the right-hand one, and the right-hand one will no longer be tevel, and the left-hand one will be truma. Are you also going to agree in this case, Abaye says to Rava, that irrespective of whether it rains, irrespective of whether it doesn't rain, and even if you normally would use brera, which means that in any event they are not tevel, you won't know which one is truma until it rains or doesn't rain, but they're both not tevel, are you also going to say ein bedvarav klum, because when you want the truma to be valid, which is now, when you're actually saying what you're saying, you cannot see which part is truma, which is not, because that's only going to be apparent as the day progresses, whether it does or does not rain. And since now, when he says these words, when he says im yeridu goshomim, etc., you cannot tell which is truma, which is not, you Rava, you're going to say that the truma is not valid according to all opinions, because not shioreo nikorim. And if you say indeed in that case truma is not valid and they're both tevil, I'm going to ask a question from you from a Mishnah. And Rashi says that that Abaye could have asked from this Mishnah straight away. If you have a pile of produce that you need to take truma from, trumas hakri hazeh umasreis of besoichei. If a person says, I've got here a whole pile of produce, of fruits, and I want to eat them, but it's already been piled up, I need to take trumas and maisers. He says that the truma and the maiser is in its midst, is in the middle of it. and I want to be able to eat the rest. And later, at a later point, I'll separate the trumas and the maestras. But in the meantime, what I'm eating, that will not be the trumas or maestras part. Or another case, utrumas maisa zeh betoicha. If a person has maisa rishon, and he's not allowed to eat it until he separates the trumas maisa for the kohen. So if the Levi says, the trumas maisa is in its midst, in the meantime, I'm going to eat as if it's, I've already taken away the trumas maestras, I've already separated it, and at some point later, I will separate the trumas maisa. In that case, Reb Shimon Oimir, Kora Hashem. Reb Shimon says that it's valid. It's the truma, wherever it's going to be, it will become apparent later, is called truma, and maisa is called maisa, and you can eat from the rest. Over there, you cannot tell where the truma starts and finishes, what's not truma. There's no shiore only korim there. You cannot clearly define which is truma, which is not. According to you, Rava, how are you going to read that Mishnah? Says the Gemara, says Rava, there's one word in the Mishnah that you didn't take seriously enough. Shani asom de'ikas svivov. You'll note that when the Mishnah says, Chuma sakriu maisoisov betoichoi. Betoichoi doesn't mean somewhere in this whole pile is chuma maisos. No, betoichoi means in its midst, which means in the middle somewhere. So it's very clear that the outside, the fruits on the perimeter of this pile are clearly not considered betoichoi in its midst. And therefore, it's very clear which part of the fruits are definitely not truma. That's enough shiore oni korim. Hosom de'ika svivov, anything that's around the pile, which is clearly not truma, it's not part of what you can separate later because you said the truma is going to be from the middle of it. These are clearly not considered truma. That's called shiore oni korim. And therefore, according to Reb Shimon, the trumas and maestras are valid. That's one explanation. Continues the Gemara, V'ibois Ema, I'm now going to give you another way of understanding Reb Shimon, who says that Lokeach Yain Mibena Kutim, that you're not Yoitza. At first we thought it's because of Ein Breira. And then we had an issue with that. Does Reb Shimon hold of Breira or not? Over here we see he holds Yesh Breira. So then we said, no, it could be he holds Yesh Breira, and the reason that it's Osa is because Shireo Nikorim. And then we had an issue with the Mishnah. And now the Gemara is going to say, Ibayis Eima, I'll give you another explanation. Reb Shimon indeed holds Yesh Breira. And nonetheless, over there, the Trumas and Maestras will not work unless he separates them. He actually does the separation and not just he says that whatever I'm going to separate later, that's going to be Trumas and Maestras. Why? Ibayis Eima kediktoni taima. Omru loyle Reb Meir. They said to Reb Meir, the Bryce is actually explaining that Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon, who said that the Braisa, that the Truma is not going to work, Oisrin, as we saw before, they actually said to him as follows, Iyata moida, shemo yiboka anoid v'nimto zeh shoyset volim lemafreya, you Reb Meir, or possibly Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, that was dependent on the versions we saw before, you say Yesh Breira, and you say that you can say that the two lugin I'm going to separate later will be truma, the 10 are going to be maisa rishon, another 9 are going to be maisa sheni, and Yesh Breira. In the meantime, you can eat what you want, and whatever will be left will you later make, trumas and maisas. So are you not afraid that in the meantime, this barrel with all this wine is going to crack, and then it will be apparent that you're never going to take trumas and maestras? And if later you never take trumas and maestras, then Breira won't help you. The whole thing will be tevil. Breira will only help if the maestra, the trumas and maestras I take later, they will be the trumas and maestras that I initially intended to take, and therefore the rest is not tevil. But if you do not take trumas and maestras later, of course it's tevil. Are you not afraid that in the meantime, the barrels are going to crack? So that's why Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi said oisrin. They said, we're afraid that the barrel is going to crack, and that's why we do not want you to rely on this. They said to Reb Meir, Iyata Moida, do you not agree, Shema Yiboka Anoid, that there's a risk that we're afraid that the barrel is going to crack, it will become apparent that he drank the wine which was Tevel? Omar Lehen, what did Rav Meir actually answer back to Rav Shimon and Rav Yosi? Lekash Yibaka, we'll worry about that when it cracks. And Rashi says that means we're not choshesh for that. We do not need to worry about that. I'll make sure that somebody protects the barrel and it will not crack. Says the Gemara, Lamai de Solika Daitin mi Kora. Deboinon Reishis Sheshioreo Nikorin. You just quoted a braisa that what Rav Shimon and Rav Yosi actually said to the Rav Meir was that the reason we say oisrin is because we're afraid the barrel is going to crack. Well, let's go back one step in the Gemara. We saw in the Gemara that one explanation of Rav Shimon was that the reason he says oisrin in that braisa was because that shioreo nikorin. You cannot clearly discern and see which part is truma, which part is not truma. According to that explanation in Rav Shimon, why are they talking about Shema Yiboka Anoid? They should have said to him, do you not need Shioreo Nikorim? But that's not what they said to Rav Meir. They said to Rav Meir, are you not worried it's going to crack? Hochikomale. So the Gemara says, this is how you have to read that braisa. Ledidon, according to us, Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon, we hold that the reason you cannot rely on the Trumas and Maestros is because we hold it needs to be Shioreo Nikorin. Truma is only valid if you can clearly define which part is Truma and which part is not. But Leditcha, according to you, Reb Meir, that say that the Trumas and Maestros does work, but you obviously hold you do not need Shioreo Nikorin. At least be concerned that maybe the barrel is going to crack and then it's going to be tevil. And to this Rav Meir responded, not only do I not need Shioreo Nikorim, I'm also not concerned that the barrel is going to crack. And therefore I, Rav Meir, say that, and as we saw before, Rav Yehuda also, we say that the Trumas and Maestros are valid and he's allowed to drink from the rest of the wine in the meantime. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.